Log Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready?
On Wednesday, I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. I love them. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Butterday.
This is Taisha, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, if you haven't heard. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
IGGYAVA, yelling the nigga like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I see them. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future or the scene. I bet you wishing that you had me back and knew my frame. When they catch a track, so could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that wet, what it's about, what you holler about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, they're switching the bands, I'm coming out like.
With the D, with the walk, with the walk. Angie, a.k.a. Miss Mo Better, Better. Rich, a.k.a. Ray Queen, Ray Queen. Ray Storm, 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 Storm.
They call me cool from the day I was born.
Good evening, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and I should have my fellow divas calling in momentarily to start off this Thursday night show. Intro fire, you know. We're definitely going to switch that because, you know, we used to do the Diva Squad on Wednesday night for years. So now we're switched and we're doing it on Thursday. So welcome back. And I hope that everyone is having a blessed and safe week. I hope and pray. It's been so cold. I don't know about for you guys, but for me, I feel like New York is brick. It is so cold. The cold, like when you step outside, you will freeze like a popsicle cold. It's real cold. So make sure you guys bundle up out there. I was told the other day it was like the first day of spring, and I was still trying to figure out how it's so windy outside. But, okay, first day of spring the other day. Hopefully the weekend comes, it'll be a lot better. But it was definitely very cold, very cold. So bundle up out there. Don't get fooled now and call yourself walking out there with no jacket on, you know, thinking it's summertime. It is not. Clearly, it is not. So just be careful with yourself out there. And then, you know, just make sure you be safe. We have a couple holidays coming up. Happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating their birthday this month. You know me, I'm a Capricorn season. It's the best season, but it's definitely not Capricorn season. So, but happy birthday to all of you, whoever's celebrating a birthday. And definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to make sure they check out GQ Palace radio right now. We're just on the one night on Thursday night, but we'll be back on Friday night soon. Definitely looking forward to hanging out with you guys on, you know, other nights. And, you know, we've been having a lot of new shows lately with different topics and stuff that's been sending in. And it's been pretty good, I must say. It's been pretty good. We do take any requests. If you have a question that you want to ask, or you have any, you know, what we call diva mail, you know, it's when you send your information in without really disclosing who you are, you know. You don't have to tell your government. It's all about you. That's the beauty of being on GQ Palace Radio. You can be whoever you want to be, whenever you want to be, and no one knows. Well, I mean, except for you and the switchboard operator, or what we'll call is, hey, Mr. DJ. That's it. Just between you two.
Yeah. But,
you know. Hey, how are you?
I am all right. How are you, Miss Diva?
I'm doing pretty good. It's so cold. I don't know if you heard me. I said, oh, my God, it's cold outside.
What is the temperature where you are?
Hold on. Let me go to my phone. The temperature to me, even though I'm anemic, I'm going to tell you it's probably about 30 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
It's freezing. It's cold.
Oh, my gosh. We got up to the 70s. Oh, okay, okay. We got up to the 70s here where I am. We've been in the 70s
today.
Yes, 70s.
Wow. No, okay, so the phone says 36 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
Feels like 27.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Let me help you. It feels like 20.
It feels like it's about 20. Warm up there in New York until, like the end of April-ish.
Well, I'm gonna tell you,
I mean, you get a
it's cold
here and a tease here and there, but yeah, yeah,
and we did. Don't get me wrong, we had a couple of nice days. It was those. I'm tricking you. I'm getting you ready for nothing. Those days. So,
wow.
Yeah. So those days have been, you know, but it's get sick weather. That's what this
is. Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yeah. We're already in pollen weather here. We are our trees and buds. Oh yes, we are already in pollen weather here in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
And you know what? And
beautiful.
Shout out to everyone that's traveling. One of my coworkers was saying that there's like the races this weekend or something.
Oh.
And in North Carolina, I think there's some races or something this weekend. So shout out to all of you guys that's traveling down down south for the races, you know, and maybe that
My baby sis goes to the races, her and her husband. Miss Mosetta, our sister diva, she likes to go to the races. I've never gone, but one day I will.
Not me. you gotta be in it, you know, I guess. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I remember like years ago, that there was it West Hampton?
Yes. Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. Well,
that
I remember
road.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that, you know. You? Mm-hmm. I remember that back in the day. You know.
Sure.
But you definitely you gotta be in it, you know. And just a side note.
Mm-hmm.
We wanna say on behalf of GQ Palace Radio, let me tell you, I saw the other.
Mm-hmm.
These two people racked up at Jake's 58 over the weekend. Did you see that win?
No.
That they Oh my God, the Reed, I think is the last name, won my $5,000 at day 58.
Okay. Was someone we know?
And then, yeah, last name Reed. I'll just say that part. I'll say the other information. But was like 5,000 something the first night, and then the second night was going back just to, you know, play around a little bit. Won 1,000, and then won 800. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Then this lady that I work with, she was like, oh, thank you, Kimbo. You know, and I'm like, oh, a little something, you know. And she was like, oh. Or you like, you know, one of those like stuffy Christians, you know. And I'm like,
I was like, no, I
gamble a little bit, you know, I go to slot machines and stuff. She was like, let me show you something. That girl hit for like 43 something.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
And she was like, yep. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I could not believe
gosh.
It.
When
so
you
shout
out.
Yeah.
When you get the name, when you get her name, shoot it over to me so I can be nosy.
Yeah, because I was like, what? I was like, dang. I said, now, I go to Jake's 58. I couldn't even be so lucky. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
One time.
I've never been there.
Really?
Really, I've never been there. Yeah, no. I didn't find interest in it when I first passed by it. And I saw all those cars there. You know, I have anxiety when it comes to a whole bunch of people. And girl, no. Mm-mm. I couldn't even focus on gambling if I was there, because I would be worried about somebody snatching my pocketbook or something. That's just how I am.
You know what?
Cutting my pocket open and stealing my money.
Let me tell you, when we went to the casino. I have to say, seeing those older women with that silver hair sitting there at that machine with their little pouches on and stuff. Yes. Oh, I'm going to win some money tonight. I'm going to win some money tonight. You know, it's
wow. The first time I went to a casino was Mohegan
Sun.
Yep, in Connecticut.
Right.
It was through work, so we were taking our clients, our residents, a few of our residents there. And so one of my residents was sitting there, you know, pulling the slots or pressing the buttons or whatever. So I'm sitting there on the chair next to him. So I said, let me just take a dollar or two out of my waist pouch, throw in the machine. And all of a sudden, I heard, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. I said, what on earth is that? The little old lady on the other side of me said, oh, my gosh, you won big. I said, yeah, how do I know? How can I tell how much I won? She said, press this button right here and take all your tickets or whatever to the desk over there and cash out.
Right. Girl. Right.
I took my little things over. Girl, I walked out of that place with over $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And yeah, so kudos.
See, that was your little gambling thing.
That was my little experience.
I had this just one person ask this question, and you tell me. I said, make it make sense. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how people, I love this person, you know, the question is, like, what are deal breakers for you?
Okay.
Whether you're just starting out in a relationship or, you know, whether you're really just getting to know the person, like, what are deal breakers? What are some things that are absolutely a no for you? You know, of course, and just so you guys know, the phone lines are open. you know, they are open, you know, so definitely check us out. What's that, Storm Reminder?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely check us out.
Great topic. I was talking about this with my my significant other today. We weren't talking about it, but it came up because I was on the phone with, you know, I'm out with the rotator cuff repair. So my nurse called and was asking me questions, and one of the questions was, do you have a husband or a significant other or whatever? And I said yes. So I was, you know, once we were sitting still, I asked my significant, me and my significant other were talking about certain things like deal breaker, and I said, deal breaker to me, if my mate has nicer hands and feet than I do, it's a turn off to me. Because I feel like, baby, you ain't worked hard. You ain't, you know, your feet ain't never sweat. You have nothing to offer me. But there are other things as well. But, you know, just off the top of my head, you know, seeing that you brought up this topic. Yeah, that is definitely, I pay attention to the feet and the hands. Your hands are pretty.
Okay.
If you are male, I don't think you ever worked, baby. You know?
You know what? I can't. Okay, but look, what happens if that person just happens to be well-maintained, who gets fresh manicures, you know, and believes in, you know, taking care of that extra, you know.
And that's fine. That is fine. Well manicured, well taken care of, there's nothing wrong with that. You can go to get our feet and manicure is done together, but if yours are nicer than mine, so gee, I just don't think you have work, and I don't think you have anything to offer me. That might be...
see, to me, I think one of them I'll mention is lying, you know, is lying to me. Like, and I don't mean just like lying, like, oh my God, you know, I mean the lie that's a volunteered lie. That is that right there to me.
Now, in the beginning of a relationship, of course, you're not going to reveal everything to the person that you're dating. You know, some things are not none of that person's business, you know, like exactly where I work or what exactly in the medical field that I do, or, you know, because who is to say that that relationship is going to work? You know, I don't want that person to know exactly what I do, where I work, you know, certain things about me. I'm very cautious. And I'm kind of mean as well, so anything is a turn off to me.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it back to, you ready? I'm gonna throw something else out. You know, one of my girlfriends is saying, not being independent. Like, or like a go getter, take charge. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not, you know, like she's explaining that she wants someone that's like not a hustler, but like, you know what you want out of life. You know, you're not trying to sit at home and figure it out. You know,
right.
If you're not taking no initiative, and you're not trying to, you know, at least set goals and accomplish those goals for yourself, then those are deal breakers. You know, because you you don't want someone who you have to like little. Okay, well, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And we don't do this. You know, like no, you want someone to say, you know what? At this age, this is what I'm trying to accomplish, and this is what I want. You know,
right.
I need you to grow with me at this point. Mm. You can watch me grow if you want from the sideline, but
right.
you also have to be able to grow together, you know.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
You know, my friend is funny. She's like, all the red flags. I can't.
Oh, yes. And pay attention to those red flags. Please do. Pay attention to those red flags and don't overlook them. Because they're going to mean, if they keep adding up, you keep, you know, passing by, oh, maybe it's just this, and making excuses. Well, one day you're going to wake up and be like, whoa, what the what? Oh, I didn't pay attention to the red flag. Well,
right. You're going to be,
I've been there.
Look, he's going to be without a significant other as well as, you know, lonely and sad
yeah.
by yourself. You
yeah.
know, not paying attention to those red flags. Well, you want to make sure
oh,
you pay
yeah.
attention to those. You know, those are important. And I kind of feel like if we pay attention to the red flags, that may save us or spare us eventually.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, to something.
That wasted time. You're going to spend a lot
mm-hmm.
of wasted time if you keep looking past those red flags. Absolutely. A lot of wasted time.
I told my daughter a couple of weeks ago that, you know, in life, you know, we always pray to God for the answers. Like, God, please order my steps. God, please give me the answers. God, what can I do to figure this out? God, I trust you. God, I believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you turn to
mm-hmm.
God and you're like, oh, God, you know. But when God
mm-hmm.
starts to show you these red flags, are you paying attention?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are you paying
right.
attention to those red flags that God is showing you? Or are you just
right.
saying, I'm just going to pray about it. God's going to work it out. Or is God showing you the red flags and you still do the right thing?
Right. Still not being obedient. Right. Been there, done that. But like you said, once, you know, we reach a certain age, you know, our whole mindset changes. You know, what we once did when we were young and put up with and didn't know, you know, compared to what we know now and our wants and needs now, totally different, you know?
It's kind of like
totally different.
What made you happy at 21 doesn't make you happy at 40.
Yeah.
You know, and if,
yeah.
and if it does, you a fool. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
That's probably
absolutely.
The wrong choice of words, but you a fool
what?
If at 21, you know, you were happy with the okie doke, and then 40, you're still happy with that same okie doke that you was doing back when you were 21. That's a problem.
Right. Right. What did you learn? Not a learn thing. Yeah.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and then, too, I mean, shout out to the people, you know, forgive me, you know, of course, Tina, my friend, she's crazy. She said,
uh-oh.
Okay, yeah, because we were talking, and she's pretty much, she's saying, you know how, like, you meet people who have multiple kids, and, you know, and at such a young age, they started making these multiple kids, and you know, as they get older, some of them are still making these babies, you know. And then
yes.
some was like, you know what, I'm done. I realized that after 3 kids, 4 kids, you know, 3 or 4 different baby daddies, that I'm just going to slow down and just get my life together, you know.
Right.
So she's pretty much saying, at what point in time do you say enough is enough with the babies?
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
the out
right.
of wedlock, you know, the... oh, I love this man, or oh, I think I'm going to keep this man, so I'm going to keep this baby. Like, when do you say
uh-huh.
enough is enough?
Right.
I don't know. Like, it's...
I know. A few, one or two, or maybe even three. Yeah, not even maybe. About, I know that off the top of my head, three females that have... a baby by, like, I know a female, period, that has 6 kids
by six different fathers, baby fathers.
Did you say six?
I said six. And she just had her seven. Yes. She just had her seven. Now, I'm not talking twins. I'm talking six babies by six different baby fathers. And now she has a seven.
What?
Which probably, I'm almost positive that this seven baby is a different father. I know other females who have multiple. I'm talking multiple. Multiple children by different fathers, yeah.
Yep. That's like the other day, there was a TV show, and they were saying, the young lady was saying, do you think it's a possibility for someone who has seven children to find love again? So then the audience was like, ooh, you know, because seven is a lot, you know, seven is a lot of kids, all range, you know, in different, you know, ages. But I forgot who it was that asked her. Well, let me ask you this question. As if it made a difference. Ready? The famous question. How many of them don't have, how many of them have the same father? That was the question. Now, not saying how old are they, you know, are they healthy, you know, not any of that now. Just saying, how many of them have the same father? So she was like,
wow,
they all do. I was in a relationship, you know, she said I was in a relationship with my, you know, my ex-husband, and we had seven kids together. Seven.
Okay.
But then they broke up, and she said, you know, he's pretty much like, no one's going to want you and want to be with you because you have seven kids. You know, so the first person was like, you know what the first thing is that, you know, it is going to be harder because finding a man or woman, whatever you prefer, that can financially uplift, encourage seven children, plus keep you mentally into him, physically, emotionally, into him. That's a big shoe to fill. You know, financially, to be able to be with someone who has seven kids. Like, you got to be able to feed seven kids. You got to be able to take you and your seven kids out to dinner, you know? So would that be a deal breaker?
My children are adults, which I only have two. So, but when they were younger and I was going through what I was going through and thinking about leaving and, damn, would someone want me with two children in school, one in elementary, one in middle school or high school or whatever, and broken. Do I even want to start another relationship, you know? But I'm grateful that I got through what I went through and am now an adult and out of that situation and have, you know, I have been blessed with a significant other, you know, that both of my kids, both of my children have met, one of my children met physically, and my other child has met, you know, on FaceTime. So I am grateful. I am grateful. And I pray for, you know, all people out there that, you know, find it hard and that just make sure you yourself are where you need to be, you know. Know your self-worth, as I always say, and you got to know what you want out of life. And you got to, you want to make sure that that person that that you are looking for or waiting for or dating or whatever is of equal yoke, as the Bible would say.
Mm-hmm.
You want that. You want to make sure that that person is able to offer you something, you know. Big shout out to the late, great George Hargrove Sr., my grandfather, who, when he met my grandmother, she had 6 or 7 children, and he not only married her, made her happy, but raised her 7 children as if they were his own, successfully. And they are all, those children are all successful. A big shout out to my granddaddy, because I don't know how he did it with all those kids, but.
Yep. It takes a strong man.
A strong man
who's willing and determined you know, to step up and help with these children. And I think that just devil's advocate to the ladies, you know, I think that we should just be mindful. You know, we should be mindful of, you know, who we have children with, you know, as we're going through life and, you know, we're dating and, you know, you're trying to figure out who you are and what you are and what you want to do. I just feel that as people, we should just be careful with that and be careful of the selection of what you're doing, because you never know, like, who you're meeting, who you're having these children with, if they will be good parents, you know, good mother or father, whatever you prefer. You know, you want to make sure that you're careful at the end of the day, because you don't want any problems. You know, but you do want someone, you know, equally yoked, you know, depending on who you are, you know, you want the person, like I always said, that I want the person that God designed just for me, you know, because when you know that God designed this person for you, that means there's no one in the world that will have the same of what you have, because God has designed him just for you, him or her, depending on what you prefer. But in my situation, you know, I thank God, you know, for, you know, designing him, picking him just for me. You know, I thank God for being able to stay focused and stay encouraged, you know, and, you know, want to continuously search that love, you know, spend time, you know, reinvent things, you know, as couples, you know, do things together, you know, take some time to be with one another. You want to make sure that you're doing all of that, because through it all, at the end of the day, when you sit down, or you lay down, whatever one you're doing, you want to make sure that you could say, job well done. You know, I did all I could do. You know, I can't do no more. You know, you don't want to fight and argue to get someone to love you. You know, that you want that person to love you, because that's what the person feels. And then how that person treats you, you want to make sure you show them how you want to be treated. And if the person's showing you the red flags in advance, you want to make sure that you take some steps back to say, you know what, let me just think about this real quick. You know, this person is treating me like a low-down, dirty dog. You know, I can't eat, I can't sleep, my hair's falling out. You know, how she said, my hair's falling out, I'm all confused and stuff. You know, you don't want, you know, those are the red flags, you know, and stuff that you want to pay attention to. You know, you don't want your hair falling out. You don't want to feel all stressed out and stuff. You know, love is not supposed to feel like that, you know.
Right.
But I believe when God has designed him or her just for you, you're not going to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be, love is not going to be perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is not going to be perfect. You know, you're going to have to put that work in. You know, just how I feel. But
that
I'm
right
still,
there.
You know, as long as you're willing to put that work in and not give up, and stay encouraged and keep on trying to push, 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 push. That's what it's about. Because when you give up, that's it.
Okay, now, are you speaking to the young adults that are just out there just starting to have sex and don't have priorities straight, or are you talking to the adult?
Me? Honestly, I'm talking to whoever listens. You know, I don't discriminate on the age of it, because even people who are younger, they know what it is to love and be loved. They know what it is to be in something and feel like, oh my God, if this is love right here, then I want to keep this feeling. You know, I don't want to ever lose this feeling. And it could be a younger person, an older person, depending on what walk of life they've been through. You know, they know the hustle and bustle. They know love from lust. They know if this person's going to be here 6 months or this person's going to be here 5 years. You know, because there are seasons, you know. Some people are just there for the season, young and older or more mature, whichever one you prefer. But some people know, you know. So I say it to everybody. Just know yourself. And I think one thing that you always say best is know your self-worth. You know your value. You know what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept. Because you can't say, oh, I love myself. I'm so happy I love myself. And then next thing you know, you got this man or woman going upside your head. And now you got black eyes and stuff and talk about, I love myself. Where's the love you have for yourself that you sitting here with a black eye or a busted lip or something? Where's that love
and
at?
I was that person once, back in the day. I mean, and I'm not talking about when I was young in my teens. I'm talking about prior to 4 years ago. I was preaching to people, and know your self-worth. I love myself. I'm this, I'm that. I was not practicing what I was preaching. I was not taking the advice that I was giving to people, you know? Now, I can say, for the past 2-3 years, definitely 2, I've been practicing what I've been preaching. And I love myself. I can say that I genuinely look in the mirror and I can say that I love myself. Not my gut, but I love myself. Yeah.
But I think that's the key. The key is practicing what you preach.
Yes. And now I practice. And I was glad to see that when my son came out, my son and his mate came out, a couple of weekends ago, and I hadn't seen my son for a year prior to that. My son came out, and you know, I was asking him a few questions, how they were doing, and this, that, and the other. And my son said, Ma, I don't do a lot of the things that I used to do anymore because I have to look out for this lady right here. I'm 30 years old now, and I have to look out for this lady. This is my life. She's going to be my wife. And it felt so good to hear him and feel him say that, knowing how he was when he was growing up and first getting involved in females, you know? I felt so beautiful. I think I've done pretty well as a mom.
I was going to say, yeah, but pat yourself on the back, because that's what you did. You know, you did that. You know, you did that. So you
Amen.
Have to pat yourself
Amen.
On the back to say, job well done,
mm-hmm.
you know, to
mm-hmm.
be an African-American,
mm-hmm.
you know, male. You know, where
mm-hmm.
the stacks are, you know, stacked against you, you know,
yeah.
to be able to admit that and say, wow, you know what, I have to do the things right in order for me to survive, because this is my wife. I want to marry her one day. That means that that feeling of which you have, and don't get me wrong, I feel like the feeling that you get is different and it's unexplainable, you know. Some people will live their life and never even have that feeling, you know. Some people won't even experience it because they don't know what it is, you know. They know the constant hustle and bustle of, you know, I'm happy, I'm not happy. I think the happiness comes from within. And after that happiness comes from within, it radiates to, you know, the person that you're with. Because you can't have two unhappy people come together and say, oh, I'm so happy. You know?
Right.
Make that make sense. You know?
Right.
You can't say, oh, I'm in love and I love this person and we're going to build and we're doing this, that, and the other. And then next thing, you got a side piece on the side, building with them too.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like those,
exactly.
You know, those are things we have to watch out for because ultimately, you know, to love and be loved, you know, that you want that, you know. Some people are happy by themselves. Some people are content. Some people have went through so many different storms in their life. They're like, you know what, I'm not doing this right now. I'm not trying to hit it, you know.
Right.
And it's okay because, you know what, this is what I say to that. Take this time to work on yourself, to uplift yourself, to encourage yourself. Take this time for that. Because when that person comes, you will know. You will know. Don't rush it. Don't go looking for it. Just have an open mind and take this time to get in tune with you. You know, get in tune with you. And then don't rush because that clock is ticking. You feel like them eggs is about to go bad. You know, like, Oh, I cracked myself up. Yeah, don't rush to that because ultimately, I'm sorry, but I'd rather have bad eggs than be unhappy. You know,
Words.
Because it goes back to, you know, knowing the person that you're with and knowing, is this the person I want to have children with and be stuck with for 21, 28, 30 years? Is this that person? Because if I can't stand you and I'm feeling ill will towards you with every fiber within me, then guess what? I should not be laying down with you saying, oh, I love you, let's make a baby. You know
right.
how kind of torture
right.
that is? You know, for that kid, that unstable relationship, you know? Because I have to say, and I, you know, people might feel some type of way when I say it, but I think what definitely irks me is, you know, when you see, and not judging anybody because people come to you and they ask you advice and they ask you what you think, you know, so definitely not judging anybody, but saying this, okay, I'm in a broken relationship. Just an example, I'm in a broken relationship. I'm going through my man's phone at night while he's sleeping. I'm finding all these phone numbers, all these text messages between my man and somebody else. I'm finding all these messages. I'm finding these pictures that is making me throw up in the middle of the night because I'm going through my man's phone. But yet, and you have the evidence right there, right? So everything of which I said, you have all the evidence right there in your face. And the next morning, when your man get up or your man come home, oh, baby, I love you. It's not what you think. It's not what you, it makes me think of Jody, why you treat me so bad, Jody, you know, it makes me think of that, you know, where you know this ain't the man for you, you know this man is cheating on you, you know you sharing this man with somebody else who got inappropriate pictures and text messages in your phone, but this is the same man you want to lay down with and have some babies? Make it make
Hell
sense.
No. Right.
And then later on,
right.
be like, I'm the victim. No, baby. Mm. You were the willing participant in what went down.
Yeah.
You were a willing participant that you participated and you are willingly to deal with the nonsense that you're dealing with, and you said to yourself, I want this man by any means necessary. So it's okay that this man might not be the man, the woman's the man for me, right? It's okay, because you're going to settle for that. But if you loved yourself more, valued yourself, really cared about what you're doing in this thing called life, all of those would have been red flags, and I would have been out the door. First plane, train, bus, I would have been out. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm not sharing no man. I'm not sharing no man. I'm not no side piece. You know, we're not going to share the holidays. You home.
Sharing nothing.
You know, you home in the morning, you know. It's like you got visitation. No. You're not doing that.
No.
And you know, depending on who you are and what you prefer, it's already as short as a man as it is. So now you're a willing participant and you want to share your man and then get mad? Get mad at yourself. You know? Just saying, just a food for thought. But it's about 8 or 4. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Really quick. I was watching a show on Lifetime the other day. Last week, and there was this male. He was having sex with this lady. They in love with each other. She didn't want to have sex with him undetected, and so he went and got everything tested. So he tested, showed her the test, all except the HIV results. She asked, why don't you show me the HIV results? He said, because I didn't want them to put it on paper. I just wanted them to tell me, and, you know, and they said that I didn't have it. I'm not HIV, whatever. There's no need to put that on paperwork. So she believed them, whatever. They started having sex. She got sick. She goes into the hospital. She's got full-blown AIDS. So she had gotten HIV from him, got full-blown AIDS. She goes in the hospital. He comes to visit her. She tells him, I have full-blown AIDS. You're the only one I've been having sex with. He's crying, oh, it's not me. You probably had it all this time. Long story short, he also was sleeping with 6-10 other women and infected at least 6 of them with HIV. He went to jail for life after they, you know, caught up and all. But how could he dare have the guts, knowing that he had HIV, to sleep with these women unprotected? Disgusting, disgraceful, raunchy, crazy. Anyway, we come to that time in the show where we go around the table and give our top. What are you laughing at?
Because, right, let me tell you, I was like, you know what, Ray Queen, now you know there's many, and girl, I didn't even realize I was on mute, and I was talking up a storm, having a full-blown conversation with you, because I wanted to just say that, you know, that I can't even say back in the day, but there's so many people, right? I think the worst story that I've ever heard was the young girl who was, 15, I think, 15, 16, and she ended up with HIV, and she was raped, and that's how she, you know, she had an encounter with someone, and she wasn't willing, you know, it was forced, and she got it, and she swore that she was going to make everybody suffer, every man suffer. So she was a young lady, very promiscuous, doing any and everything for a little bit of change, okay? And she infected so many people. It was like, why did you do that? You know, I remember seeing the interview. I think it was on, I don't forget what channel it was. I remember seeing the interview, and they said, why would you do that? And she said, someone did it to me. So now I'm looked at as a piece of, she felt that she was looked at as a piece of ass. And regardless of how good she was and how pretty she was and how she was a child, that her, she wasn't protected. No one protected her. So she put this wall up, and that wall became like that brick wall of, I don't care about anybody or anything because I'm going to die, so I'm taking people with me. You know, and remember, back then, they didn't have a cure for that. They had a little pill for you. You know what I'm saying? They had no medication that can give you to help prolong your life. They didn't have that back then.
Right.
We could definitely, you know, I'm sure, I know I've lost family members to it, you know. So that's definitely a topic that we could definitely go into, you know, one day. That's not too touchy, you know, for people, because you people, a lot of people have lost their lives, you know, back in that era, that drug, you know, that drug, the drug era, you know, the prostitution era, you know, what was condoms back in the day, you know, back in those days. So, but I had interrupted you before, and I'm so sorry. But what's your final thought on tonight's topic for tonight?
Girl, great topic. Great topic. Oh, I highly recommend speaking about this type of thing more. My gosh. Yes, I definitely enjoyed tonight's show. It went by so fast. Let me tell you what. I did not, you know, we normally have our conference call. So we didn't do that this week, right? And I'm thinking, okay, no show. I threw a couple of, you know, little hints in our little group chat today. I didn't get a response. I'm like, okay, fine, no show. But God said, call into the show just 5 minutes after he was going on. I'm here, so I'm talking. There is a show tonight, and I'm so grateful to God that he gave me that little knock on the head to call the show tonight. Great show, Diva. I love you.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. That's the one thing, when I tell you, forgive me, that's the one thing I said, and we agreed on. We agreed that when we were coming back doing the show, that we were going to be committed, you know, and that we were going to do the show. And I didn't post up, I want to say, in the group chat, because it was such a crazy day, and I even have to work tonight. It's so crazy. So probably like 1 hour sleep. And I was like, you know what? Let me just doze off for a second, you know, but my human alarm clock, you know, woke me up and was like, get your up, you know. So I was like, okay, you know, jumped up, and I said, you know what, we have to push this, we have to want this, this is our show, you know what I'm saying? And I said, you know what, I put the link up, I know that Miss Mobetta probably wasn't going to call in because she was traveling, you know.
Right.
So didn't really know, you know, if she was gonna call, you know, call in. But I said, God, you did not give us the spirit of fear. We about to have this show tonight, and we gonna use all the gifts that you have given us, and we gonna do the thing tonight. And that's what we did.
Amen.
You know, we have to give ourselves credit. You know, we've been doing this GQ Palace, Diva Squad, Love Fantasy. We've been doing this for a long time. We not new to this. This is what we do. You know, this is our year. This is our season. So my final thought is, I enjoyed myself tonight. Our dialogue was absolutely amazing. The lines are lit up, and we appreciate y'all. The beauty of it is, press that one button, you can go online and, you know, chop it up with us. But there's always next week, you know. So tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, GQ Palace is where it's at every single Thursday at 8 p.m. Check us out. You know, we're definitely doing big things this year, and we're going to continue spreading love and sharing the knowledge that we have and using the gifts that God has given us to continue to have a wonderful show. So with that being said, have a blessed and safe week. Happy Palm Sunday on Sunday as we get ready for our Easter holiday next week. It's been real. God bless you all, and take care.
And my birthday Saturday the 30th. Good night.
Yeah. Yeah. And happy birthday, Cherie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Let's head out, baby. make it hot, baby. Bring the drum, yeah. And I'm feeling kinda horny. Conventional methods of making love kinda bore me. I wanna knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's off.
I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn the kitty cat tie.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a rough neck nigga, man, zingo in a sack. Who ain't afraid to pull my hands, spank me from the back.
No doubt. I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel. For the right spot to hit now, get down.
Damn, I love a dick down. You use the rubber.
Damn right.
You are my lover.
All night.
The bloody good to you, heard the rubber.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
Word, we ain't going out like that. All this time you've been telling me that you was a gun.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on.
You made me wild. Don't do that. Chill. Wait a minute, baby. Let me please your back.
You talk a good one, shorty. Love, you're making me sweat. How a live nigga like it, girl.
Nice and wet. We get it on to the big girl like it, daddy.
Nice and hard, safe sex in it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, all while we're doing it.
And doing it, and doing it, and doing it well.
Way.
Make it hot.
Steaming on the ass since the first day.
Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the scent.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way, way back. Many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to how you flow. Now's my chance to hit you up. Daddy, I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Right, I'm in the zone. One of a kind when it's time to do mine. Camcorder in the whole shit.
Press